Yemen's outgoing president has reportedly left the United States. Ali Abdullah Saleh has been in New York for the past few weeks. He was there to get treatment for injuries that he suffered in a bombing in Yemen last year. Saleh was forced to step down after that bombing and after months of protests demanding his ouster. The United States allowed Saleh to go to New York as part of an effort to end the violence in Yemen. But the move was opposed by many Yemeni Americans. Asya Bundawi reports from New York.
Yemeni Americans staged protests for weeks in front of the Ritz-Carlton here in New York, where Yemen's Ali Abdullah Saleh was staying while he received medical treatment in the city. And their message was clear. Saleh, who presided over a crackdown against Arab Spring protesters in Yemen, should be prosecuted at The Hague. Rabia Thebani has family members back in Yemen who continue to protest in Sana'a's Change Square. She says giving Saleh a refuge here was a bad move.
It gives the wrong message to the region, to the revolutionaries in Yemen, these young men and women that have been, you know, in the streets for more than a year. And the United States is granting this murder immunity. That's crazy. This is like, you know, the land of the free, home of the brave. And here we are like hosting dictators.
This is not the first time the U.S. has hosted an unpopular head of state whose country was in the midst of an uprising. The Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, also stayed in New York for medical treatment. That was in October 1979 during the Iranian Revolution, which sought the Shah's ouster. Protesters in Iran were incensed at the U.S., and a group of students eventually took over the American embassy in Tehran and held 54 Americans hostage. Gary Sick is a professor at Columbia University and was a primary White House aide on Iran during the Iranian Revolution and the hostage crisis. He says that when President Jimmy Carter was trying to decide whether to let the Shah into the U.S. for treatment in the midst of the revolution, numerous members of his administration pleaded with him to do it.
And Jimmy Carter, at the end of the session, looked around the room. All his top advisors were saying, let the Shah come in. And Carter at that point said, well, okay, I hear what you're saying, so we'll let him come in, but what are you going to tell me when they take our people hostage in Tehran?
The situation in Yemen might be even more galling to demonstrators. The U.S. has always been a staunch supporter of Iran's Shah, so allowing him in wasn't terribly shocking. But the Obama administration has supported some Arab Spring demonstrators against their dictatorial leaders. In Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, and Syria, the U.S. has outright called for leaders to step down. Charles Schmitz is a professor at Towson University and president of the American Institute of Yemeni Studies. He says U.S. foreign policy on Yemen has been incoherent, but at the same time, the administration knows Ali Abdullah Saleh is a wily politician.
They wanted him out of the country, the Saudis, the Europeans, the United States. And he sort of played their cards. I mean, he sort of, you know, turned the tables on and said, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go for a visit in the United States. I mean, he's showing that he is a power, that you know, he's being received by the superpower who tried to overthrow him. And actually, you know, they have to receive him as a head of state.
No one really knows whether Saleh will frustrate U.S. officials and return to Yemen to jockey for power with the new government there. Again, Gary Sick.
The guy is really tricky, and nobody knows quite what he's going to do next. But I think a lot of Americans regard him as somebody with a lot of blood on his hands and a potential war criminal, and the idea of giving him a nice cushy place to live for the rest of his life probably doesn't appeal.
With his departure yesterday, Saleh already signaled that he doesn't intend to just remain in New York. And despite the U.S.'s many attempts to keep Saleh out of Yemen, he has announced that he plans to attend his successor's inauguration in Sana'a next month. But what role the ousted president will play in the new Yemeni government and whether the U.S. will continue to go along is yet to be seen. For The World, I'm Asya Bundawi in New York.